Good morning and welcome to the Rocket Hour Student Podcast. This is Mr. Ruzek coming to you live from John Marshall High School Principal's Office. And today I have the honor and privilege of having some real special guests. But I also have a co-host with me today. She is not a first-time podcaster. She's a second or third-time podcaster. The world-renowned and wildly famous Simran is here. Say hello to your fan, Simran.
Hi, guys. My name is Simran.
Simran, what grade are you in?
I am currently a sophomore at John Marshall.
What middle school did you attend?
I went to Friedel, but no one's going to get the opportunity because we were like the last class, and then they shut it down. So.
And why would I ask you what middle school you attended? Do we have some special guests today?
Yeah.
And where are they from?
Dakota Middle School.
Right on. So we have some special guests here today. Simran is certainly an expert in the area of preparation for high school and what to do. You were already giving some insight and advice, correct?
Yeah.
So today we're really excited, and we're also excited to share the airwaves with a group of students who are interested in starting their own podcast, which I would really recommend. We have 6 students from Dakota Middle School. And so starting from my left to right, as you listen on the radio, left to right, I'm going to have them introduce themselves, say their first names, the grade they're in. We now have already said Dakota. So how about you do this? Do your one of the elementary schools, because many of you maybe went to more than one. Say your first name and what elementary school you went to.
I'm Claire, and I went to Gage Elementary.
Welcome, Claire.
I'm Wadaha, and I went to Gibbs Elementary.
Wadaha, welcome.
I'm Yasmin, and I went to Sunset Terrace.
Yasmin, Sunset Terrace.
I'm Mary, and I went to Gage Elementary.
Mary, welcome.
I'm Loni, and I went to Gage Elementary School.
Loni and Mary, very good.
I'm Jada, and I went to North Shore, which is not up here. It's in Mississippi.
So. Oh, North Shore. That's cool. When did you move to Rochester, Minnesota? 2021.
Do you prefer it?
Not really.
Oh.
Better. You like it better here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you didn't like it up here. I was like, oh.
What do you like better about Rochester?
Better education.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. And you've spoiled. This is the nicest winter in the history of Minnesota.
Yeah.
This is not what it's always like. Were you here last year too?
Yes.
Okay, so you saw some real winter. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Simran, these middle school students are taking ownership of their middle school, and they're excited to bring a podcast to just everybody that's participating in Dakota, from students, staff, and parents. What are some of the topics we've covered on our podcast here at John Marshall High School?
So, when I was on, we were talking about just like how we're excited for the school year, and then it was me, Olivia, and Moha, and we're just kind of giving advice to like the younger girls or anyone that's listening, to just kind of giving them advice, prepping them from high school, because it really is like an adjustment from middle school to high school. As much as like when teachers tell you, oh, this won't slide in high school, and we used to laugh in their face because we thought, you know, they're being sarcastic, but really it is like a big adjustment in behavior. So we're just prepping them. And I know some other topics, like when Monisa was on, were you guys talking about like graduating and stuff? So, you know, just kind of older people's perspective on high school. That's been like majority.
And it's, and I'm sure it's, maybe it's hard. I don't know if it's hard. It's been a long time since I was in eighth grade. But to think about what your hopes and dreams are for graduation. But it's really a fun part to watch and talk to next year, or just in a handful of months, you'll be freshmen. And then to start to think about what you want to do after graduation, because I can't wait to shake all of your hands and hand you a diploma. And maybe if some of you go to Century, it's fine. But you'll still walk across that same stage and get that diploma. So it's been really fun. And that is, I think, like Simran just said, the biggest jump from high school, from middle school to high school, is that you're preparing for a career and college and the future. It's like a lot of independence. Mm-hmm. How about we do this? We went left to right to start on introductions. If I go right to left from Miss Mississippi all the way down to Miss Claire, what are some things that, maybe if you could share one thing that's going well for you in middle school, and then what's one thing that's been kind of a challenge? And the reason I ask, and I'm talking a little bit so that you have time to think about an answer, as you start to think about it, then that might frame what your podcast will be. So things that you're really excited about at Dakota, what things are exceptional, like let's really build up our after-school programming, or let's do a music group or whatever, or maybe the lunches are fantastic. And then on the flip, no, I'm seeing some head shaking. But then you want to say, here are some challenges, and we got into those too. So one thing that's really going well for you in Dakota, and then one thing that maybe is a challenge.
Okay, so one thing that's going good for me is my grades and stuff. It's been really good. I've been keeping them up.
That's
and
good.
Also, like, the challenging thing's been, like, keeping them up, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I appreciate that.
I agree with Jada. My grades have been good, but it's hard to keep it up.
Yeah.
I would say, like, the many opportunities, like, our teachers go out of their way to give us, such as, I have, like, orchestra, so, like, our teacher, like, you know, he allowed us to, like, participate in, like, this orchestra honors, which was, like, really fun. I was able to, like, learn a lot from it, and, like, something hard would be, like, maintaining friends.
Mm.
Yeah, since every single, like, year or month, there's always new students coming into this friend group, and so much stuff going on, and,
yeah,
like, homework, so they're preparing us for high school. So much, it's a lot of,
yeah,
work. Yeah.
That's a really good one, and that does not change even for adults. It's hard to keep a strong friend group, and as times change and experiences change, that's a good one. All right.
Definitely my grades and
grades are good.
Yeah, my grades are good. But one of the things that are bad is kind of my, like, sleep schedule.
Sleep schedule.
It definitely affects my my schoolwork and me doing my schoolwork.
Because
sometimes, you know, I'm too tired to do it and I fall asleep.
Sure, that happens. That happens to me.
Especially with Ramadan, having
to
wake up at
4
or 5 a.m. to eat, really, and then going back.
Yeah, and it makes you tired, and then you can't eat, or, like, it makes you even more tired.
Yeah.
It's hard to focus in general, but, like, with no food, no water, it's just,
it's
like,
it even adds more on. Harder, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
For a good cause. So.
Yeah.
Something that's been going well for me is maintaining a good friend group.
Okay.
And my grades and stuff, but sometimes it's, like, hard to, like, pay attention in class and, like, manage to get my work done on time and stuff.
Yeah, that's a challenge for everybody.
Yeah.
Good. Claire?
I think something that's gone pretty good at Dakota is how our teachers, a lot of teachers are just super patient with us, even when there's some hard stuff going on in class. Like, today I had a teacher who was, like, even when a whole bunch of students were acting up, she was still trying to stay calm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then one thing I think that's gone, like, that's kind of getting hard is how it's really hard to stay with the same friend group and try to keep the toxicity out of it.
Yeah, that's tricky. If you figure that out, you might be able to sell a book, I think, and make millions of dollars. Simran, does concern about grades and friend groups end when you get to high school?
No, I'm currently going through it right now, guys.
I wasn't gonna pry, but you know.
I will say grades, it's like I can really relate to the key, like, maintaining it, and it gets so much, like, not to scare you, but it does get harder in high school, because I feel like in middle school they kind of, like, the teachers kind of, like, worked around that, like, if you're missing assignments and stuff, but it's like high school, you just keep going, you know what I mean? It's like there's no time to stop for you, and it's like a really big, like, mature adjustment. Like, your mindset is like, I have to catch up. There's no one's waiting for you. No one's going to hold your hand and tell you, oh, we're going to get this done. I mean, they can, but, like, you know, you got to keep moving fast. But for the toxic friend part.
Go ahead. You don't have to give specifics, but, you know, what's the challenge?
Yeah, I'll say it's a really big adjustment from middle school to high school. And it's like, you know everybody, and it's like, do they really know you, though? You know what I mean? Are these people really beneficial for you? It's like, you know this many people, but is it really benefiting?
Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's not really benefiting you. So one really big adjustment I had from middle school to high school is just, like, wanting to be friends with everyone to just having, like, my certain clique. Like, I'm still cool with everybody. I wouldn't shut anyone out. But it's like, I know who my best friends are at the end of the day. So that's something that's, you know, it's easy to look forward to now. And just getting dragged into drama and stuff. My only tip would be, if you see that someone's taking a toll on you, like, regardless of, protect their peace. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
Like, let's say we've been friends for years, but, like, every time I'm with you, it's just, like, something negative's happening. You're not benefiting me. you need to, like, you need to be strong enough to make that cut and make that adjustment to protect your peace.
Which is hard
because it's like you really love that person, you know what I mean? But you got to do what you got to do for yourself. So.
I think, you know, and I appreciate you all sharing your successes and challenges. This was one I remember a couple of podcasts ago, which was a great one for us. And the beauty of it, you all, is when we go through this and talk through a podcast, the listeners are not just students. Sometimes it's your teachers. And so for a teacher to be able to hear your perspective on things that are challenging in your day, it's great insight, right? So if they know now that we have students who are fasting and we have students who are maybe struggling just in regards to being tired or kind of some of those physical challenges, then it gives a kind of a window into why maybe you struggle in a class, right? Especially as you go further into the day. Maybe first hour you're right on the money, and by fourth, fifth, and sixth you're really struggling. So one thing that we've done almost in every podcast is give people an opportunity to share one thing that you think people make assumptions about you as an individual. And it's been super, it's been like a gift to me as a principal to hear this. And students have shared things like, people assume that I'm not interested in school because I, and then they list some things. Or people assume I'm only an athlete because I'm in three sports, but I'm really interested in this. Or we've had students who say, people assume that I can't, or I'm not interested in this because I don't stay in that friend group. We rush to judgment as, and I hate to say it, but as teachers and principals, because we have, in this building, 1,600 kids. So I'll go through, and I know that I'm guilty of it, but if I get to know you better, then I have far fewer assumptions to make. So if you could think, what's one thing that you feel like, I wish they knew this about me? What's the one thing you would share that's been either A, something that you're really proud of, or B, something that you struggle with that maybe people wouldn't assume? And I'm going to share mine. I do not like social gatherings.
Really?
I know, right?
You see, like,
I'm out there, man. If I'm in a crowd and I'm working, if I'm at a basketball game, I can run and talk. But really, in my comfort, I'm in a cabin, I'm in a woods, I'm by myself hiking a trail. Nobody's bothering me. Nobody's, and I get to slow my heart rate down and breathe. So if somebody says to me, hey, Ruzek, would you like to come over and hang out with a bunch of different people? That's like me going to the dentist, man. I don't want to do that, right?
You don't want the dentist?
Well, yeah, that's another one, too. That's our bell for our lunch period, everybody that's listening at home. But so that's something for me that I have to help people, you know. And my wife will even remind people, or she'll share, like, they'll say, where's Matt? That's my first thing. Where's Matt? This isn't really his thing. He probably snuck out. He's probably gone somewhere. Even though I can be an extrovert in a setting like this. Simran, what do people
assume about me?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like, it's like my, I have a mean face or like a resting, you know what face. Mm-hmm. And I, like, even my best friends now will tell me, like, oh, I was so intimidated by you when I first seen you. And then you just kind of get to know me, and it's like, I'm not what I look like, I guess. Yeah. That's kind of mean, though. Like, when they try to, like, pin me out to look like a monster, I'm like, that's like a diss in a way. But
yeah. Sometimes I don't think it's with bad intention. I think that's just humans, right? We make judgments. Any of you have one that you can think of? What's something that somebody's assumed about you?
Before people have known me before, I seem, you know, to be very shy. Like, I don't talk at all. Like, I usually have my head down. Mm. Like, I do not say a single word. Yeah. And it takes me like a few days, a few hours or so for me to finally like open up to you, and then I start acting very crazy. And I start getting that.
It's in there, but you take a while to warm up.
Yep.
That's perfect, Mary. Anybody else?
I can kind of relate to like Simran and Mary. People always think I'm like this mad, quiet person.
Yeah.
But if I'm around the people I'm comfortable with, then.
You'll open up.
Yeah.
I think that's so important for teachers to hear, right? Like, the quiet, which I can fall in that category often, then it's like, well, they're rude, or they're nasty, or they're, you know, whatever. Good. Anybody else have any?
I think people think I'm mean, or, like, rude, or, like, always shy, because I always have, like a mad face on.
Okay.
Whenever, like, if I'm alone in my classes, I always have a mad face on. because like I'm not comfortable with the people like my classmates that much, and that's why I always have like a mad face or like a tired face on.
Yeah.
Or maybe sometimes they think like maybe not responsible because. Right. I be sleeping my classes. I be taking good naps in my classes.
I could use a good nap. Whose class would be the... No, don't say which one's the best.
I won't say the teachers. I'll say the hours.
Okay, all right.
First hour is not good because I travel to other classes.
All right.
Second hour...
you can really nap?
Yeah, it's in English.
Oh! The secret's out.
Right now we're reading a book.
Oh, so you start reading and you're out like a light.
No, I don't even read the book. I don't even open it.
Understandable. I know who you have for English. I get it.
Yeah.
This is true confessions of middle school going on in here right now.
The teachers you have at Dakota were my same teachers. Yeah. So if this is what I'm thinking.
All right, Mr. Rizek's going to intervene here. And I can see Simran. You're my co-host.
No,
you're
supposed to,
all right, back on track.
The eighth grade English teachers, most of them came from JA anyway.
Ah, so gotcha.
And health too.
Okay.
I know. We're all thinking.
Well, tell me this. This is something that I do wonder, because I'm a high school principal, and we have about 100 middle school students who come over here at the end of the night for track. And there are lots of decisions made before they even show up, that middle schoolers are loud, middle schoolers are crazy, middle schoolers are irresponsible.
They're not wrong.
They're not?
No.
Well, what are they missing? Share some things that you all are doing that you're proud of over there. What are some good things about Dakota Middle School? Because I know there's more good than not.
I would say that some of the students are really respectful to the teachers.
Yeah.
It really depends on what like that one specific student is like going through, because sometimes they go through like a lot of stuff, and like before we're talking about like that.
So maybe get to know the students first. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Like get to know the students, maybe like help them become more comfortable with you.
Yeah.
And like everybody around the track.
Good. What else are middle schoolers bringing to the table?
Something that I think we could all like kind of be proud of is how in a span of a month, four students and two teachers managed to make a culture night.
Oh.
Cultural day, actually.
Right on. That's a huge feat. Very cool. Anything else?
How like friendly the some of the students will be with the teachers.
Yeah.
Like some of those students may like be viewed as like, you know, the bad kids.
Sure.
But like they're actually like really responsible. They're really respectful. They're really respectful. Some of the students that like I know, you know, they can be a little weird sometimes, crazy, but they're actually like really good. Like he actually had like good grades. He listened.
Yeah.
He'd be talking in class sometimes, but he, you know.
So don't rush to judgment because they're a little wild. People. Don't underestimate them. Very good. Yeah. You have a high school sophomore, nearly junior, 2.5 months away from being a junior, and you have the principal of John Marshall High School. Do you guys have questions about incoming eighth graders, incoming freshmen into John Marshall, things that you wonder or worry about with high school outside of the loud bell that we keep having on our podcast?
What are some of the best clubs here or after school activities? After school activities?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of like, I'm enrolled in like sports, so like such as like basketball and track. And one thing I tell everyone to come out for like basketball personally, not just like out of biasness, but like it's really like a sisterhood in it. And there's like a lot of 7th and 8th graders that tried out this year, and we really made them feel at home, you know. And when I was in your guys' position, I was really scared to try out because I was like, these people are like so much more better than me. Like, what if they're like, I embarrass myself? And it's like, high school's really not that. Like when you come in, it's actually like welcoming. People care. Mm-hmm. But I'd say there's also like other clubs like Key Club. Can you join that?
Key Club, feature? You can join. Yeah. Key Club.
Speech.
Speech is great.
Or like debate. Yeah. I feel like I don't know you too well, but I feel like you'd be good at something like that.
I was gonna do speech, but I realized how much work I'd have to put in.
It's a commitment.
I was like, it's like a whole week.
Yeah. I really wanted to do it, but then I was like, I don't know if I can balance that. Plus school, plus like basketball and all that, so I kind of had to pick my priorities.
And there's really no limit. We have a gaming. We have a gaming team. They're not a gaming club. They're a full blown gaming team that competed at the state level last year. The gaming, I think it was Rocket League or maybe it was Fortnite. I can't remember, but they competed at a state level. I even got a jersey because you have to have a competitive jersey to participate. I did not play, you guys. I am not a gamer. But there's a thousand, we have a K-pop group that's dancing in the Rocket Center almost every night. There's a thousand different things that you can do, and I would just encourage you to try things.
Bowling.
Yeah, too. Our bowling group is really pretty solid.
I've heard y'all have like a good theater director here.
Oh. We do. Mm-hmm. We have a great band. We have a great orchestra, so there's a lot of options.
They did Mamma Mia.
Yeah, that was great.
It was really good. Yeah. It was actually really interesting, because I usually don't go to stuff like that, but the one I came to, so it was good. Don't be intimidated by anything. I think you guys should go out when you come to high school and try out these different things.
Anything else that you have questions or concerns about with John Marshall, or just high school in general?
How long did it take you for you to adjust the mindset between, you know, the middle school, such as, you know, turning in late assignment into like, oh no, I have to do this now. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's starting to hit me more now than it did freshman year, because like freshman year, the first week, you know, first month, first couple, like first quarter, actually, all my teachers were really cool about understanding. I was always like, I've always been the type of kid where I like keep myself, you know, in check since middle school. So it wasn't really like that hard to adjust to. It was more so of oh, I have a late assignment. I need to get that done immediately. Usually in like middle school, I was like, I'll give myself like a couple of days and then I'll catch up on these assignments and then I'll come back for that. But then I say like after first quarter, you definitely realize like this is not a joke. Like this is real life. Like you got to catch up. This is high school. But then I'm more so adjusting to it now because I'm taking AMSTEDS and APUSH. And those are more like serious classes where they expect more. And I kind of signed myself up for that fast-paced class. So just more so about the discipline, what you tell yourself.
It's a great question. And we have resources here too. Counselors, administrators, teachers will help. But you have some independence. Yeah. And so sometimes you get down kind of a road and it's hard to get back on track. But we'll help you with that too.
Yeah. What I said earlier about the no one's going to hold your hand, I actually take it back, because there is times where I was going through it and Mr. Ruzek sat here with me or the office. Like, they're really understanding about that type of stuff. Like, I came in, I was teary-eyed, and they all ran out their seats and gave me a hug. So it's like, it's not like nobody cares about you. You're still human, regardless of agement. You know what I mean? Sure. You're always going to need somebody. But it's more so like, you can't, like, every day it can't be something. You know what I mean? It's like that type of adjustment, but there's still people here for you, yeah. And they're really understanding. That's what I love about JM.
So there's like a student school board here, right?
True.
What are they doing?
So we have a student, we have a lot of student groups that we got to kind of work through. We have a student school board. We have a student council.
Most of us are student school board.
Okay. And you go over to Edison for that, right?
We have to stay at Dakota, so Dr. Marvin comes to us.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. We have a Black Student Union. We have a Model UN. So all of those organizations and groups at times will collect like survey data on what the students want. Other times they'll put together kind of some fun activities and events. If there are concerns in the building, then they'll bring those forward. Or with the student school board, for example, they'll go over if they find that there's something cool happening at Mail. They'll come back, meet with me, and they'll say, look, this is an easy no-brainer. We're going to get this started, and how can you help us? So those are the things that those groups look forward to do. So there's a ton of ways, but to Simran's point, you have to engage yourself, right? And there's enough kids here that you can easily be hidden. And that's to no one's fault. It's nobody's trying to lose you, but you have to engage and really actively seek out so that you're not lost in a really large organization. We wish we could hear and see everyone. Hey, Daisha, come on in, kid. Here's Daisha. Daisha, how are you?
Good.
Come on in. So we're just working with these are middle schoolers, Daisha, and they're going to set up a middle school podcast. Any advice to give them about setting up a podcast? Well, first tell them what grade you're in.
In 11th grade.
11th grade. Any advice about setting up a podcast?
Enjoy it. Do what helps you feel great.
What things are, do you want to take my seat so that you can sit down?
Sure.
Okay, then you're in charge of driving, and we're getting close to the hour where they got to go. Here, have a seat. All right, Daisha's run this podcast many, many times. So Daisha, you know how sometimes we'll close out. Can you have them, we typically do a shout out to somebody that's lifted you up, right? And I can think of the people that you've shared who have been inspirational in your life. So would you mind getting them going on that?
Sure.
to share who it is. Eighth graders, we oftentimes will share with staff, right? Like, who are staff members? Miss Psych students typically always recognized. Who else is always getting a shout out?
Schneider. Riggett, Fisher.
Mr. Sharp, almost Sharp, always.
Because he's like a favorite hall monitor here. But Schneider and Riggett are really like main people here who have helped me grow and other students grow and who are greatly appreciated in our community here.
So, can you get them to think about it?
Yeah.
Who they would like to recognize?
Oh, who would you like to recognize?
At Dakota.
I'll say like Mr. Cedric over there, because like, you know, without him we wouldn't have done, we wouldn't be here first of all, and we wouldn't have done like many of the culture days that we did and many of the clubs that we're now in. Yeah, we wouldn't have done that without him. So yeah.
And I'll also say him and Miss Shay, because they're just really nice.
I also agree with both of them and Miss Taya, because they have given us opportunities to do like fun stuff, such as Culture Day, and Cedric gave us flag football, and it was really fun. So,
Miss Coppers and Mr. Bogues, they're two teachers who are very understanding, even when like we don't deserve to have extra work or be able to turn things in late, they still let us do it.
Probably my social studies teacher, Mr. La Rochelle. He's really understanding, and he explains like the work easily. So,
what do you think?
I think Cedric, because you know, basically what they were saying, without Cedric, we wouldn't be doing all the stuff we're doing at this moment.
Look at him acting like he doesn't want to smile. Listen, trying to keep her cool. I see you.
And I'll say, yeah, Ms. Shay and Ms. Taya, because honestly, they actually care for the students. Like, if the students are like acting up, and especially the boys, they'll actually talk to the boys. They'll say, you're not supposed to be doing this. You have to do your work. Or they're like, the other day, Ms. Taya, even though she was like not feeling well, she was sick, she still came in. She still came to work, and she still like came to my class and helped the boys that were not focusing and needed help.
All right.
How about you? Did you say anybody?
Ms. Coffers and Mr. Rhodes. Mm-hmm. They're the English and social studies teachers.
Can you think of anyone?
Probably Mr. LaRochelle too. He really cares about the students and makes sure that they understand the work and know what they're doing. And Ms. Shay and Ms. Taya, they're also really nice and understanding people.
So Daisha's an expert at, really one of the best things she does with this is that, and I don't know that you even think about it, but if you're hosting a podcast at your school, to look and recognize when people have and haven't shared or expanding on answers, you do an amazing. Does that just come naturally to you or what? It's okay, you can say it out loud. Remember,
okay.
This is
casual.
We've been at it for about 28 minutes, so we're getting close to the end.
Okay, well, before we end, I have okay. What made you want to do a podcast, most importantly?
I would say just like telling people how we actually feel about things, because some people just think like, oh, they don't really care about stuff, or they're just messing around, they're not going to actually care in the future. But some of us, we actually do care. We actually do care about the students and the teachers and how they actually really feel. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to speak out and share.
It's also kind of like a way to share with the other students at Dakota and the other middle schools, like, there is stuff happening to fix the issues that you are seeing in your school. It just takes a while to fix them.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I wish I would have done a podcast in my, when I was in middle school. So I like how you guys are doing that, because it is important to address issues in our school, especially as we grow up. And like,
I want to say, I don't know, yeah, you guys are technically are the next generation in a way, if that makes sense. Mm. So, yeah, it's important to speak up about issues that are being caused in the school and to have a voice and to communicate how you feel, because you are valid for how you feel, and it's needed.
I feel like also, if you guys started, the middle school is coming, will kind of fall into your steps, you know what I mean? So you're kind of paving a way for tradition.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, we're like getting to a part where we got to like start being ready to like pass all of this on to like the seventh and the sixth graders, exactly. And showing them how to like do what we did.
And especially the seventh graders.
And this like allows us to speak the opinions of many who aren't able like to do what we're able to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yep.
And it's fun. You get to like, it's like breaking out of your comfort zone. You're allowing yourself to experience something that you've never experienced before. And it's like a, well, yeah, it kind of is like a legacy, like a little tradition. You guys get that.
Mm-hmm. I think another big part too is, and Daisha and I have done this with a couple of times that we've done podcasts, is we want change, but everybody's frustrated with what's going on, but nobody comes with a solution. This is a great way to start offering solutions, right? So to hear your voices, and then teachers will hear it. And we've had teachers who even play it in classrooms and will play it for the whole class to sit and listen to. And then they'll come back to us and say, Even, remember Miss Kraske came on then after, because she'd been listening to it in her classroom. So then she wanted to participate in it to share her thoughts and suggestions. So you might have teachers who come to you and say, all right, if you're going to start this, then I want to join the podcast. Mm-hmm. So you got to be ready for that.
So cute.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
All right, close us out, Daisha.
Yeah. Bye.
No, you can't just say goodbye. Come
know.
On.
I don't know.
So we're going to say this. Thank you for coming.
Oh, okay. Thank you for tuning in John Marshall's podcast with our wonderful Dakota students. Feel free to come by and say anything. Would you guys like to say anything as we close?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry I didn't come sooner.
You're all right. Where can they listen to it?
Spotify, Apple.
I don't know the others. And pretty much any platform, right? But we know Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And what I'll do is, once I cut it and chop it and send it over, I'll send it to Cedric. And then he can email it out to your whole Dakota staff and share it with you guys. And then maybe the next time you're ready to have one set up at your school, would you be willing to go over and help them run it at their school? Yeah. Would you be willing to go over? All right, so Daisha and Simran are willing to come over and help you out and kick this off at Dakota. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listeners, thank you for tuning in for, I think this is our 13th episode this year of the Rocket Hour Student Podcast, which is pretty spectacular. As always, I'm Mr. Ruzek, and my co-hosts today are
Daisha,
Simran,
and our guests are from Dakota Middle School, saying goodbye for now. Thanks for listening. You guys want to say one last goodbye? Ready? One, two, three.
Bye! Bye.